High-ranking Iraqi military official says that the country's armed forces are fully prepared to prevent Daesh terrorists from returning to the city of Fallujah, which was fully liberated on Sunday.
The enemy has been killed and buried and has no chance of coming back to Fallujah. We have a lot of information about them. We'll hunt them down and prevent those of them trying to infiltrate back into the city. Even though the battle was short, it could have been much shorter, but the enemy was using civilians as human shields. However, we were trying to spare civilian lives. We were establishing human passageways for evacuation.
Jawad made the remarks at a press conference at the command center for Fallujah's operation. He said hundreds of Daesh terrorists, including 30 senior commanders, were killed in the fighting in Fallujah. Iraqi government forces launched a massive operation to recapture the city in May. It had fallen to the terrorists in March. Iraqi forces are now preparing to free Mosul, the last remaining Daesh stronghold in the country.
The battle for Fallujah is complete. Commander of Fallujah Operations, Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab Assadi, made the announcement after the capture of Golan neighborhood north of the city. Assadi said the Iraqi forces in coming days will cleanse regions on the outskirts of Fallujah, namely on its western and northern flanks.
The liberation of Golan today means that the Iraqi forces now have full control over the vast territory stretching from Fallujah's north all the way to Issa. I think today we can say the battle for Mosul has truly begun.
Fallujah lay some 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. It was the first city that fought with Daesh in January 2014. Iraqi forces kicked off an all-out operation to retake Fallujah on May 23rd. On June 17th, they raised the national flag on the main government complex in the heart of the city. According to Assadi, some 1,800 Daesh terrorists were killed in the confrontations.
Victories by the Iraqi forces in Fallujah, Ramadi, Rutbah, Hit, and other places have given our troops a major boost of morale. I think this will be very evident in the coming battles. Our soldiers are pushing into the restive regions stronger than ever, whereas Daesh is in a state of collapse.
Prime Minister Haider Labadi, who visited Fallujah on Sunday, said the next destination will be Mosul, the most important city held by Daesh in Iraq. One day after the fall of Fallujah in mid-June, Iraqi troops advanced south of Mosul towards the strategic district of Al-Qayyara.
With Fallujah now fully liberated, the Iraqi forces are expected to ramp up their push to retake the city of Mosul, Daesh's last bastion in Iraq. Politicians here in Baghdad say the Iraqis are now determined more than ever to eliminate ISIL from their country before the end of 2016. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.